Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me as we take a look at the energies of right now. Typically, what we do is talk about astrology and incorporate the healing themes that are being supported in the energies. And this is something that is designed to be at a collective level, meaning it's general energies, but of course I hope and my intention is that it connects with you at a personal level as you're moving through 2019. So thank you for joining me. Today is Monday, July 22nd, 2019, although I realize you could be listening to this podcast episode anytime in the future. And always trust that. Always trust that you are lining up and connecting with something, the right message, the right insight, the right understanding at just the right time. And that is a very cool way that spirit and the divine ensures that we are supported, that you're getting exactly what you need. So in today's show, we're going to talk about this interesting overlap of energies that are happening right now that are basically a blend of your soul's energies and your human experience. And there are two different energy fields, and we are growing and expanding at a soul level in a very big way right now. And yet our physical, practical human lives could feel like they're moving at the speed of molasses, that they are going slowly, that there's things you're drudging through and they're taking a lot of time. I want to talk about this energy and give you an understanding of what's happening so that you're reminded that everything is perfect. Everything is protected, safe. I'm getting the image of spiraling out of one situation or experience in your life into this whole other chapter of potentials and possibilities. And it's not moving quickly. And think about how many times in our lives you know that you've learned a lesson, right? You understood what it was about. You got it. Okay, great. Check the box. Let's move on. And then you move into something new. And yet that's not happening right now. And so it can feel like there's this defeat or heaviness or discouragement because what you want to change is not changing rapidly, is not changing quickly. And yet what I'm getting the message of, especially at a higher perspective, is that we are moving on, moving out, moving up in ways that we're not acknowledging enough. And it's really important for your own peace of mind and personal perspective to look at how far you have grown and how far you have come in the past 12 months and in the past 6 months. Because if you were to look at it in terms of your own development and growth, you're going to start recognizing yourself. You're going to start, it's like this new level of self-respect emerges. And that's part of the development of Capricorn energies, is that we do go through some really big experiences and we learn who we are through these experiences. So you've learned a lot about yourself in the past year. You've probably raised your consciousness around yourself. And I'm feeling it specifically around the ego and the mind, where we can be really locked in to a part of ourselves that we've really identified with. It's like, this is who I am, this is what I'm about, this is my life, and perhaps over-invested, perhaps put too much energy or focus there. And you've been required to unravel it. Unravel these, it's like the ribbons of the ego, the ribbons that were actually binding you. I mean, I'm seeing the image of a mummy who's being unraveled. And it's kind of that you didn't know where you were tight, or you didn't know where you were limiting yourself. And this unraveling of these Capricorn energies, the South Node, Saturn, and Pluto, all retrograde, are showing you things you would have missed, showing you energies that have required mastery. And I was going to say slow growth. It's been slow growth. You haven't been able to rush through it. And it can be really painful. It really can. The intensity of these energies right now are real. And they're especially real if you have any planets or points between 16 and 21 degrees of the cardinal signs, which are Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. I'm even going to say 15 degrees. Actually, as I say that, I'm thinking about how Saturn is retrograding back to 13 degrees. So Saturn retrogrades back to 13 degrees, 54 minutes of Capricorn until September 18th. Pluto is retrograding back to 20 degrees, 38 minutes of Capricorn until October 3rd. So let's just call it 13 to 21 degrees. I mean, that's a big span of degrees. You're really feeling this. And it's something that you're completing and finishing up for lifetimes of energies. I mean, this is a significant cycle around past lives, reincarnation, karmic energies, and what is being phased out. You're completing it across multiple timelines, multiple energy fields, and that's why it's so big. It's because the cast of characters, shall we call it, the cast of characters, the people you've been committed to, involved with, responsible for, these have been stories that have played out many times. And in previous lifetimes, the story was not completed with a higher level of consciousness. And the purpose of right now is to end these stories for yourself with a higher level of consciousness. Now, what does that mean? It means that you're seeing it from a new perspective. You're seeing it from a place of unconditional love for yourself, a place of understanding, a place of acceptance, a place of, this is what I was learning. It was hard. It was tough. It was brutal. I didn't realize what I was in. I didn't realize what was going on. And I'm going to accept it. And the maturity here is in the acceptance of what is. Acceptance of what is. Now, Mercury retrograde is in effect as I do this show. Mercury is in Cancer, retrograding back to 23 degrees of Cancer. Mercury is now conjunct with Venus in Cancer, and that adds the self-compassion and the ability to allow the emotions to flow. If you've pushed down the feelings, if you push them away, if you said, I've got to be strong, there's an opening in the heart around any stagnant feelings or emotions, and let them flow, let it out, and then there's a freedom. There's a freedom that comes from that. And I will say that as the planets have voyaged through Cancer, it's been tough because of how they've been up against or working with the energies in Capricorn. So there's been a big stretch, a stretch in the energies, a stretch in ourselves, exhaustion. Yes, absolutely. All of that. But what I'm feeling here, as we move towards the last week in July 2019, there are transitions underway. And what is unfolding is that you're going to start to feel a rising strength and confidence in what you initiate next. So, yeah, there's this chapter, there's this area of your life where maybe things are moving slowly. And I feel like a lot of people are looking for justice. And you're like, when are the bad guys going to get locked up kind of a thing, right? Like whoever did you wrong, whoever betrayed you, whoever lied or stole from you or, you know, they're the bad guy, whatever they did, right? I feel like there's this energy of when are they going to get their just desserts? When are they going to get their due consequences? It's like in the collective right now, I'm going to call it like a rage, this sense of this isn't right, this isn't fair, and why am I getting the brunt of it? Because I'm feeling like some of you have been on this battle line and you've been taking the hits and taking the weather and taking the storms and it's been relentless. But do you see and acknowledge how strong you've been? And that there's this new place of self-respect and an understanding of your strength and understanding of what you've been through that you know that other people couldn't handle. Like, I feel that's part of it, too, is that you've been going through things privately and others don't get it or they don't know or they don't understand how painful it's been. But so many of you are leaders, and I've said this before, you're a leader in your soul group. You're a leader in your family. You're a leader in your community. You're a leader among your friends. You're a leader in your business. You're a leader in your career. You're energetically on the front lines taking a lot of potentially crap, and you have had no exit strategy. You can't get out of it. You can't turn away from it. But at a soul level, you knew you could handle it because this time is going to improve. Now, Jupiter is retrograde in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is about justice, and it's about the truth, and it's about what's been hidden, what's been behind the scenes. Jupiter expands what it touches. It provides higher learning, higher perspective. Now, with Jupiter retrograde until the middle of August, Jupiter in Sagittarius goes back to 14 degrees of Sagittarius, August 11th. And this means over the next few weeks, you really have an opportunity here to look at what you believe about yourself now. What has changed you permanently? And look at how you have the opportunity to put your energy, intention, and focus into a higher belief in yourself. Where you say, look at how amazing I've been through this really horrible ordeal. Look at how things have been rough, and yet I've kept going, and I took it day by day, and I did what I had to do at this intersection or at this point in the story. I feel like part of this Jupiter in Sag retrograde is coming back to what you've learned that's changed you permanently. And I'm just feeling this sense of collective energy rising around the truth, around justice, around the information coming out, it's still Mercury retrograde right now. Mercury is retrograde until July 31st. I'm feeling like this is a huge time of initiation into your greater trust in spirit and the divine. And that's on your own terms. I mean, that's personal. That's something that only you can decide. But it's incorporating a higher spiritual perspective. Jupiter is being squared by Neptune, yes, and Neptune is the more powerful energy because it's the planet that's further away. Neptune is also retrograde at 18 degrees of Pisces, and it provides a veil. Neptune is blocking the truth from coming out right now, okay? And that's why you could feel that frustration of, it's almost like it's easier to get through something when you have a validation or there's something outside of you or externally that's validating you or that's saying, yes, that's right. Yes, he's telling the truth. Yes, she's telling the truth. Yes, this is more of the story. Yes, this is. And it's interesting because that's not happening yet, where it's been this like ongoing requirement to believe in yourself. And I'm feeling delayed wins, setbacks that lead to a victory. There's something here where, again, you're believing in truth, regardless of what the external world is telling you or saying. You're believing in the universal spiritual laws that are very much about cause and effect, which is karma, very much about energy, very much about the laws of rhythm, okay, and the laws of action. I teach a course on the universal spiritual laws. It's a weekly course where you get one spiritual law a week, and it talks about the ones that and how they show up in our world. Like, for example, the law of divine oneness, okay? When you're going through something very extreme and karmic and trying, it can be very hard to find the law of divine oneness, much less believe in it. And yet, the law of divine oneness is everywhere, and it reminds us how we are all connected through the oceans, through energies that unite us. It's like there's bigger energies at play here. And so our humanness is trying to understand the bigger energies, the solutions, the perspective, that whole marathon of keep going, just keep going, take today, take this week, take this month, even though it's difficult. There's a lot that is turning over, okay? And so what you're feeling is the churn of the turnover, and there are openings for you to embrace. So a lot of this time with all these retrograde planets is the internal work on yourself. Six planets are retrograde right now. Six: Mercury, Chiron, Neptune, Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter. And we're really having to go in, because what you're meant to do as well is to change your own energy permanently, to heal yourself in a way that you know you would never go back to those experiences, those lessons, those relationships, those options, those choices. Like, you would never go back to who you were previously. And there are rewards coming, and there is justice coming when Jupiter moves out of this square with Neptune. And that's in late October. And especially into November and December. So I feel like the last 3 months of the year, there will be more turnarounds. It's not that far away. It's a grand timing thing. You know, the other thing I'm feeling, and this is really surprising, is how you could have a story going on of, like, the good guy and the bad guy, right? Or, like, you did right, they did wrong. You chose this and they did that, okay? So a story that's very typical that we create in our heads. And what I'm feeling is that, you know, at a higher perspective, everyone is loved. Everyone is accepted. Everyone is forgiven. And I feel like part of this slow churn is that the slower energies are meant to be for the other energies, the other person or individuals in your story who aren't getting it. And it's like the universe is giving them more opportunities to get on board, to figure it out, to do what's right, to make it right, to understand the errors of their ways, to say, you know what, everyone can heal in this situation. Everyone can learn. Everyone can grow. But their human will resist that. And I'm actually feeling that so strongly around anybody who is a narcissist, who is very self-involved, who is very high and mighty, whether they have an ivory tower syndrome or they're just very much in their 3D life and their ego. And to be fair, at some point, you were their equal because you were also in your ego at the same point that they were. And you've unraveled or stepped back from it, or at least you've grown from it spiritually, or else you probably wouldn't listen to this type of a podcast. But they have not. But they have the potential to do that too. And it's sort of like this interesting divine timing that the universe is allowing to unfold around someone to see their own lessons, choices, healing, and to make it right or to make good on it. And I don't want to idealize anybody, and I don't want to send you off on a vein of false hope. Because what I'm feeling is that some people are going to look in the mirror for the first time and see something new. And that's part of an awakening. We all have that understanding, I think, at some point, that you're more than who you thought you were. Your heart opens. You understand that there's more to life than what you were taught or what you knew. And it also comes down to what you believe about the universe. I happen to believe we live in a benevolent universe and that there are possibilities for everybody to grow. I feel like some people that you thought were the bad guy in your story, keep in mind that you could be the bad guy in their story and you could be the bad guy in other people's stories, right? Let's just be fair. You know, fair is fair. And so you could be the bad guy to them. But what I'm feeling is like, there's some kind of gifts in this long, drawn-out process. And you're only in charge of your side of the street. That's all you can do. You are not in charge of anybody else's choices or what they believe, and none of that. But what you could look at is, again, how you've grown, how you've healed, what you've come to understand about yourself, and to practice acceptance and detachment, which are some of our greatest spiritual lessons. Acceptance and detachment. Acceptance is when you fully accept yourself first, who you are, everything about yourself, shadow and light, strengths and weaknesses, mind, body, soul, emotions, everything. And then you can do the same for another. And when you can do that, even for glimpses of time, even if it's like for 3 seconds, that one time you are able to accept them, it shifts your energy. Because it shifts your brain and how you're computing at a neurological level the story. And that's where real change happens. That's where true growth happens. That's where you can be set free. So this deep change here that's happening at a soul level and an energetic level is, of course, an opportunity to look at what you believe, the stories you're telling yourself, what you've created in your mind, the perspectives you've created, the perception. And I'm just getting this really interesting image that caught me off guard. It's a bit like you sit down at a table and you leave a chair for them. And this could be actually at a soul level, a spiritual level, maybe not a human energy, but it's almost like that soul level experience where you sit down at the cosmic table and you talk with them about what you learned from them, about what you healed, what you come to understand about yourself or your life or your belief systems, your choices. You share with them, I didn't realize I had this limitation. I didn't realize I was living life from this perspective. I didn't realize I was insecure about this or I was a jerk about that, right? A very real conversation. If you were to do that just in your own energy, just, you know, 10 minutes one day after work, something's going to change for you. Because so much of our angst and discomfort around these slow-moving processes is that we can feel like we don't have control or that we are out of our power. But, of course, that's an illusion. And where you can always find power is in speaking your truth and in expressing from your heart. And you don't have to do that in person, like I said, but you could do it as a meditation, as a visualization exercise. And another powerful way to do it is as a letter, or to write it out, type it out, whatever. That doesn't mean you send it necessarily, but there's something here that you're meant to clear out for yourself, because that's where your power is. The more open and vulnerable you can be, the greater your healing. And that can be contrary to our humanness, but that is where the biggest healing happens, the biggest breakthroughs, the biggest self-understandings. And you will change. You'll feel a change. You'll feel something shift in you that returns you to a place of power. And then what I'm feeling, too, is that you're going to do something energetically that releases your limited human perspective and connects you to your higher soul perspective. Because there's something in the human energy that's upset, right? Because your soul is golden and it's fine. It's not struggling at all. It's the humanness. And hey, of course, we're human. Of course, we're going to have all these layers. I'm just feeling like it's time to make some moves here that are from the heart, that are understanding of what you are responsible for. That's it. And you could say it in a way that you take responsibility and then you say, I would have done it differently, or I would have done this, or I would have chosen this. Or do you know what I mean? It's something where you're acknowledging your process. And getting it out of your head. Because, you know, that mental spinning can be really exhausting. It's part of the human experience to go over a story, to review it, to play it out differently. It can lead to a sense of temporary satisfaction. This is all of our ego and our desire to be in control. But when you go to a higher place of acceptance for what you learned, for what unfolded, for how you've been permanently changed, that's actually the more powerful story and the place of incredible growth. And I'm feeling like so much of July of this month has this deep change. We've had the eclipses, we've had some big transits, we've had some big energies rolling through that are meant to break up anything that's been stagnant, anywhere you've been stuck. And that's why there's this energy of it's time to move on. And you know it. And so the way you do it is with your own energy. You move on, and then you move out of a, I'm seeing it as a bubble of consciousness. And then it goes back to that spiral of the spiraling out of that bubble of consciousness to a higher perspective, a higher understanding. But it can only happen through a release of what is. A lot of our work right now is internal. And it's looking at ourselves in the mirror, looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, this is how I showed up, this is what I did, this is where I went, this is what I said, whatever it is, and taking responsibility for that. And that's how you change yourself permanently. But that's also where there's this new potential for what you believe. And what I feel that's really important is that, you know, the divine, God, source, spirit, the universe, loves unconditionally and accepts all things. And so there is this invitation to do the same for yourself and to love who you were, what you did, what you chose, etc., but also to know that even if there have been delayed victories or nothing has broken through yet in terms of justice or truth, that's coming. The universe sees everything. That's just a little bit, you know, it's like on the last boat that left the dock, okay? Like, it's on a boat. It's coming this way. It's happening because that's how the energies are set up in our world. There's always cause and effect. And even if that effect seems like it's on the slow boat, that boat is going to dock at the station. And there are ways that energies play out that you don't always know the how, the when, the who, the where. I remember having a conversation with a woman that I really admire, and she's a great healer and tons of wisdom. And we were talking about being upset with somebody, and she said, what I realized is that by the time there was justice, or by the time they realized what they had done to me, she's like, I didn't even care anymore. She's like, I wasn't even thinking about it. I wasn't even thinking about the revenge or what I would have said or how I would get back at them. She's like, I was just over it. And she's like, that was better than anything else. And it's typically the more spiritually advanced person or people in a situation who look for that as a place of justice or a new place of truth, is that you know you're good. You're good. You did your work, you learned, you healed, and then you know that whatever somebody else did or chose or whatever the story is, that's their journey, right? Those are their energies to experience. Those are their consequences. That is their karma. That is their life that's going to unfold. And that if you can step back from it, again, it's our ego that is looking for something to be justified. But if you can step back from it and see the higher perspective, it's like God has this. God totally has this taken care of. This is totally covered. Everything is unfolding as it needs to for your soul growth and their soul growth. And again, they could be on a very slow trajectory. There might be things that they have to learn 3 more times before they get it. So this is the detachment part, where you're detaching from whatever their journey is, whatever their story is, and you're coming back to, this is my story. This is what I claim. This is what I believe about myself. This is why I'm a badass. This is why I am in charge of my life now. So do you see how all of this is within your choices? And I feel like, again, coming back to the energies of July 2019, there is a turnover energy. There's things ending. There's new trajectories, new dreams, a new initiation to follow and trust in yourself. But also make sure to let go of the heaviness that you're responsible for creating. And that could be creating it in your head, you know, and replaying the story or spinning in something or et cetera. I mean, you have to take responsibility for you, and doing that is how you spiral up and out and you move into new potentials and possibilities. And I would bet that by the time things play out in a certain way, you are much further along and you don't care as much and you've got some new awesome things happening in your life. You have a new dream. You have a new goal. You have this new experience, new relationship, whatever it might be. You have something else that you're creating, and that's where most of your energy is. And that's where you're loving your life and the new chapter. So know that we are experiencing energies in two different places right now, the human place and the soul place, and they overlap. And yet you're in charge of where your energy goes, and make sure to look at yourself through the eyes of the divine, and that I'm hearing protected. I'm hearing protected, probably these energies in Cancer. It's interesting because I feel like for some of you, you felt so unprotected and just so exposed, or so I'm hearing humiliated. I mean, I'm just, like, this has been hard and emotional and intense and awful in some ways. But there will be justice. There will be, I've already feel like it's been a turning of the tides. And again, that's what you're meant to go towards, is this next thing, just to pull your energy away from what was and know that this new chapter, this turning of the tides, is going to be much more satisfying. And I'm also hearing congratulations. I'm hearing congratulations at a spiritual level of recognizing what you've been through, what you've changed, what you've learned, what you've completed, how you've grown. And that just feels like an important message too, that again, spirit sees it. God sees it. It's like the divine energy is so strong. That's part of what's changed in July. So we're really tending to our humanness during these big energies. And it just feels like it's really important to know that it's all seen. Everything is out there. No one hides anything from the divine. Energy does not lie. Energy cannot be hidden. So you can keep believing in justice, truth, and even you can call it karmic payback. Whatever terminology you use, it will come back around because that's how the energies are set up. But I'm feeling like it's really important right now. Keep moving up. Keep moving on. Keep going forward. Calm your mind. Calm your energy. I'm even feeling like if you have inflammation in your body, it's probably related to something that you're really angry about that you haven't gotten out. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to your heart. If you have any heart issues, tend to your heart, tend to your physical body and what it's been holding for you. But keep your faith in justice and that everything is playing out ultimately for the good of everyone involved. Okay? So I'm going to leave it at that for today's show. I'll be back on Wednesday as we talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies for this last week in July. Please check out more information below this video and podcast as I have some more things below that might be of interest to you. I might support you on your journey. And just a giant thank you for listening and for connecting. I'm very grateful for the thousands of you who listen all over the globe, and it's wonderful that we can all connect through these shared energies. So have a beautiful day ahead, my friends, and I'll talk to you again on Wednesday. Take good care.